I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. At stake for Ireland, $113 billion. That's the size of a promised bailout from the International Monetary Fund and the European Union. But the Irish Parliament is going to have to pass a 2011 austerity budget for the country to be able to access the money. The government will unveil the budget tomorrow. $113 billion is a lot to get your brain around. Two is easier to comprehend. We've now got the stories of two Irish people who are struggling. The World's Laura Lynch met them last year and catches up with them today.
Anna O'Loughlin has invited me to her home in the suburbs on the southwest fringes of Dublin, where today melting ice and snow are dripping from the roof.
Nice place. Thank you. Costing me a fortune.
Nearby are scores of apartment complexes that are half built and houses that sit empty. Anna has managed to hang on to her row house, but just barely. Back in April of 2009, when I first met her, Anna was a feisty schoolteacher. She told me then she was angry with how the politicians had fumbled the economy.
Where did the money go? Why didn't the government save? You know, people on the ground are told to save money. Did they spend every single penny they got in every year?
Sitting in her kitchen now, Anna says she still doesn't know the answers. It's been a rough year and a half. During that time, Anna immersed herself in politics. She became a union activist, went to numerous protest rallies. Then, 6 months ago, she gave up.
I turned off the news. I stopped reading newspapers completely. I just got fed up. I couldn't take it anymore. It was just constant bad news. Constant. It was just like drip, 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 and it was just too much to take.
And so Anna decided to take care of herself. She started pouring all her anger and energy into exercise, losing 32 kilograms or about 70 pounds in the process. Now she's taking courses to become a personal trainer, and she's about to enter her first powerlifting competition.
My bench press, I'm hoping, will be 55 kilograms. My deadlift, I'm hoping for 130 kilograms. And my squat today, I got 82.5 kilograms. Which I was very happy with.
An hour and a half's drive west of Anna's house, I visit Jamie Bergen. 18 months ago, he was still dealing with the fallout from Ireland's real estate meltdown. He was a high flyer in the property development business. When we met, he'd already been out of work for several months, though he told me then he was optimistic about the future.
Things got a little bit out of hand. We just need to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down, and move on.
It's not easy for Jamie to be upbeat these days. He's 34, still unemployed and on the dole, as they call it here. And he admits there have been days when he didn't want to get out of bed.
January, February this year was really bad. It was really cold here, actually. A couple of weeks around then, I found it hard to get up in the morning. You know, it's kind of sometimes it's easy to convince yourself that, I'll stay in bed. There's nothing to get up for either.
In the summer, with no real prospects, he tried something extreme. Jamie is an aspiring photographer. His brother was serving with the British Army in Afghanistan, and he helped Jamie get a chance to go on a risky photo shoot there for no pay. Jamie took a 3-day training course and headed for the combat zone.
When you're landing down in your body armor and the red lights are on and you're in this big hold of this plane, and it's not like a normal aircraft, it's kind of, you're kind of going, what the hell am I getting myself into?
Jamie says the 2-week trip gave him some perspective on his problems. He still owns two homes, including the one he built in 2006 for his mother. He lives with her now and spends time trying to renegotiate his mortgages. He admits he hasn't made a payment in 18 months. All of it, Jamie says, has forced him to grow up.
I was lucky enough. I had lots of money when I worked. I had a good job, good salary. It was well, could afford nice things. Now, buying a new pair of jeans is a big thing. You know, I need new glasses. Can't afford them until wait until the new year. You know, it's kind of, before I would just go out and bought those things and not thought twice.
So when you bought it, it was almost brand new. Yeah, it was only a couple of years old.
Anna O'Loughlin has been renegotiating her mortgage too, and for a time paid only the interest. Her house is now worth less than she owes, and she's heard the government is planning a new property tax. Anna's dream home is her burden, and she wants to leave it all behind.
If I could return the keys to my house tomorrow and leave the country, I would be gone. Without question. I would have no hesitation at all in just getting out of here.
But for now, Anna is staying. She's still teaching and her job is relatively secure. For Anna, for Jamie Bergen, the last 18 months have reshaped their lives. And as their country continues to struggle, so do they. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Dublin.